yeah. is the key to getting takeaways at this point against a team that doesn't really turn the ball over?
Yeah, you have to keep emphasizing in practice, and that's what we've been doing. We got our hands on a lot of football so far this week in practice, and that's what you have to do. You have to keep plugging away. It's effort to the ball, taking advantage of your opportunities. And offensively, you know, teams are throwing the ball quick against us. So we haven't had that many opportunities, but we definitely have to take advantage when we do.
Joe, educate us here. Is it a matter of zone versus man? You've got such wonderful talent on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
If they're playing more man, is it more likely to get turnovers?
Well, really, when you play man coverage, you can, in my opinion, you create more incompletions, right? Because you're tighter in coverage, you may force a bad throw. So to me, man coverage, you don't have vision on the ball. So to me, it's more about disrupting the timing, creating incompletions. Where zone, you're more visual. If you can get the ball to come out and you have more eyes on the ball, you may create some more opportunities. But either way, we've turned the ball over here. Whether we're playing man or zone, we just have to continue to work on it.
Are you preparing to stop the run without Wolf and Todd Davis this week? And if you get them all the better, how do you think you can stop Hunt?
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah, we're still in the evaluation process, so, you know, we feel like those guys will make it to the game. But if not, we have guys that are in position that have been doing a good job to step up. Our plan is always to try to stop the run first, you know, make teams one-dimensional, then get after them in the pass game. So I feel like our plan's solid in terms of what we're doing, and the guys that we got, if they don't play, they'll do a good job for us.
What makes Hunt so unique so far?
You know what, for a young guy, you see him, he has great balance and body control. He bounces off tacklers. He falls forward. You know, it's not one guy bringing him down. We have to gang tackle him. We have to get multiple hats to him and just really play with great effort.
What's the biggest key to marking Tyreek Hill and kind of keeping him in check?
You got to be on your technique. You know, it's a combination of rush and coverage working together in terms of what we do game plan-wise to create confusion, having some packages where we can double team him, just make him work through different coverages and different pressures. But he's very talented. He's definitely become a better receiver this year just because of time on the job. But we're definitely going to have our hands full with their entire offense.
What's been the biggest difference with Alex Smith this year?
You know, he's been doing it for a long time, and he's been in that system. And I think you develop a comfort level. And when you develop that comfort level and you have the same guys with you over and over again, you know where they're going to be, I think you trust it. And when you watch him, he's very decisive in terms of the decision he makes. He knows where he's going with the football. And right now, he's playing extremely high level.
With Shane Ray back and getting the start, mm-hmm. how are you going to handle the rotation with him and Shaq and Vaughn?
Yeah, Shane's a starter. I thought when he came back from the offseason, he was ready to go. You could tell he felt like it was his shot. He had a great offseason. It's just unfortunate what happened to him. But that is not a problem for us. We will find a way to get him out on the field, you know, come with some different packages and put some more heat on the passer.
Can you put them all three on the field this one
time? Oh, yeah. Trust me, it's going to happen. Yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
How much has he been affected by the cast?
Well, with the cast, he has full range with his fingers, and that's the most important thing. It's not a club over top of his hands. So he can still, you know, push off. He can still shed blocks, and he feels really comfortable with the cast that they put on him.
Reed is known to have a ton of plays.
Oh, yeah.
They've had 11 days now between games. Do you think you'll see something in that team?
For sure. Absolutely. That's kind of what they do. They're a team that uses multiple formation group or multiple personnel groups. They move guys around within the formation to run the same plays. So you really have to be disciplined with your eyes and your keys and just fit where you're supposed to fit. So that's what we've been really focusing on all week. And, you know, at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that we're executing our defense properly.
Does Kelce represent a specific challenge? Because he's been lining up in the backfield.
All over.
Around, they spread him out.
All over.
Times have given you guys some issues.
Yeah, all over. And the thing with when you play teams that have, you know, talent in multiple positions, you have to pick and choose what you're going to do. Because if you turn all your attention to one guy, now you got two or three other guys that are one-on-one, or you create holes in your defense. You're not as stout versus the run. So we have to be very careful in terms of what we're going to do. We do have a plan. Multiple ways in terms of trying to take care of him if he becomes an issue. But he may have a few catches. We just can't let him have a big one.
Whether it's Hunt, Kelce, Hill, or somebody else, how mm-hmm. crucial is it to make sure that those moderate gains are held up and don't become the explosive 70 or 80 yards that they were last year.
Yeah, exactly what you said. We just have to make sure that it's about effort to the ball. Guys being in the right position, everybody running to the ball, being good tacklers. You know, we talked about being good tacklers in space, no yards after contact. That's what we pride ourselves on doing. Last year's game, you look at it, it's like who you're looking at. It didn't look like us out there, you know, towards the end of the season. So the guys are fired up. They watch the tape. I think they have something to prove based on what happened last year. So as long as we're wired in, the guys do their job, I think we'll have a chance.
Is this the best group of offensive weaponry you face?
You know, in the league, it's like a week-to-week deal. You know, first we played, it was Dallas. Then, you know, it's the next team. But collectively as a group, they are very talented because of the development of Hill. Kelsey, he is a route running tight end. He runs routes like a receiver. You know, getting a young guy like Hunt and then Alex Smith, where, you know, the level of ball he's playing at. So, you know, right now it's a week to week deal, but right now when you look at it, yeah, they are definitely talented.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.